The Massachusetts delegation is going into the final night of the Republican National Convention tonight, divided. Delegates have different interpretations of Ted Cruz's refusal to endorse Donald Trump last night and different expectations for what they want to hear from Donald Trump himself. WBUR's Fred Tice reports from Cleveland.
The last day of the convention is usually the candidate's chance to win over voters who have yet to make up their minds. By this time, the party is normally solidly behind its candidate. But that's not the case here in Cleveland. Last night, the divisions were laid bare once again when Trump supporters booed Ted Cruz. But that does not worry Richard Howell. This is his third convention, and the Cruz supporter says it's very different from the previous ones.
This turmoil isn't necessarily bad. It's actually good. If we need to shake it out, you're going to need to feel pain in order to get the gain, right? Not to sound too cliche.
When Cruz lost in the primaries, Howell, who lives in Wilbraham, decided to support Trump in the fall. He acknowledges that the party is divided.
People are on a fever pitch down here, both sides. One little thing, people will react, and that's what started to happen. And I think as soon as those Trump delegates booed Cruz, big mistake.
Mistake because it continued to expose the division in the party. But Howell believes the party can knit itself back together by November.
So a lot of this, yes, it's concerning, but I am not alarmed about it. I'm not distraught about it. We do what we need to do. The main part is we defeat the Democrat Socialists in November.
Sitting next to Howell in a hotel lobby, Middleborough's Jan Baleanu is another Cruz supporter with a more pessimistic outlook.
The Republican Party, as we know it, is dead. It may live for a little bit longer, but millions of the base are leaving. They're leaving because they're tired. They thought this was going to be the time where they listened to him.
Baleanu will not support Trump. He's leaving the party, and he says he's not sure he'll even show up to hear Trump tonight. For one member of the Massachusetts delegation, this convention is already over. Peter Ferriel, a supporter of Marco Rubio, started the long drive home to Rockport yesterday. He stopped to talk to us from Hartford about why he left Trump's convention.
He is not a nominee that I support, and at this point I'm looking to the efforts that are underway to have a independent conservative run.
Ferriel predicts that the party can recover if Trump loses. And if Trump wins, he's concerned that the party faces a challenging and divisive 4 years. But Trump has drawn legions into the party. Among them is Diana Ploss. She's new to politics, and she's worried that the divisions of the convention will hurt Trump.
Like Belichick, right? I always go back to Bill Belichick, right? All those teammates, they can't possibly all like one another, right? They have issues with one another, but they play as a team, and that's why they win, right? And the Republicans aren't playing as a team.
Tonight, Trump has a chance to persuade the team that they must play as one. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.